Here's a happy Solomon Azuzu with his permaculture update.
I am so happy. Tell us why you are happy. I am so happy. Won't you tell us why? I am so happy. Tell us why you are happy. That's why I'm happy today. Haha. There is a reason for the reason. Won't you tell us why you are happy today? Because permaculture saves me, shows me in the right thing. That's why I'm happy today. Haha. It's another day here on Permaculture Update with your activist Solomon Amuzu from Ghana. Coming your way on the show today, we will be discussing about the following: relative location of a permaculture design, how to design a system to meet many functions. We will also be throwing light on the functional analysis of a chicken in a design system. Now, the relative location. The core of permaculture is the design. Design is a connection between elements. It is not water, free, or chicken. It is how water, chicken, and the tree are connected. It is very opposite of what we are taught in school. Education takes everything and pulls it apart and makes no connections at all. Permaculture makes the connection, because as soon as you have got the connection, you can feed the chicken from the tree. To enable a design component, pond, house, woodlot, garden, windbreak, and many more to function effectively, we must put it in the right place. For example, dam and water tanks are located above the house and gardens so that gravity rather than pump is used to direct flow. Home windbreaks are placed so that they deflect wind but not shade the house from the winter sun. The garden is placed between the house and the chicken pen just because the refuse is collected on the way to the pen and chicken manure is easily shoveled over to the garden, and so on. We set up a working relationship between each element so that the needs of one element are filled by the yield of another element. To do this, we must discover the basic characteristics of many elements. For example, its needs and the product. The elements in a typical small farm might include house, greenhouse, garden, chicken pen, water storage, tank, compost pile, beehive, nursery area, potting shed, woodlot, dam, aquaculture pond, windbreak, barn, toolbox, wood pile, guest house, pasture, hedgerow, worm bed, and so on. These can be moved about on paper until they are working to the best of advantage. In the case of every element, we can base our linking strategies to these questions. Of what use are the products of the particular element to the need of other elements? What needs of the element are supplied by other elements? Where is the element compatible with other elements? Where does this element benefit other parts of the system? It is best to start with the most important node of activity. Example, the house, even commercial centers such as nursery, free-range chicken farm, aquaculture, and others. For things to work properly, we must remember that the inputs needed by one element are supplied by other elements in the system, and the outputs needed by one element used by other elements, including ourselves. Now, let us look at how the elements in a design system can perform many functions. Each element in a system should be chosen and placed so that it performs as many functions as possible. A pond can be used for irrigation, watering livestock, aquatic crop, and fire control. It is also a habitat for water fowl, a fish farm, and a light reflector. A dam wall functions as a road, a fire break, a bamboo production area. We can do the same with plants, simply by selecting a useful species and putting it in a particular place. We can use it for one or more of the following purposes: windbreak, privacy, trellis, fire control, mulch, food, animal forage, fuel, erosion control, wildlife habitat, climatic buffer, and soil conditioner. Now, let us look at the analysis of a chicken in a design system. This is how the process of a relative location works, using the chicken as an example. First, we list the innate characteristics of the chicken: its color, size and weight, heat and cold tolerance, ability to rear its own young, and others. Chickens have different breed characteristics. Light-colored ones, heavy breed, cannot fly as high as light breed, which means fencing height requirements are different. Some breeds are better mothers, others are better layers. We also look at the behavior of the chicken. What is its personality? We see that all chickens scratch for food, walk, fly, roost in trees or perches at night, form flocks, and lay eggs. Secondly, we list basic needs. Chicken needs shelter, water, a dark bath to better place, a protected roosting area, and a nest boxes. They need a source of shell grit to grind food around its crops, and they like to be with other chickens. A solitary chicken is pretty sad affair. Best to give it a few companions. That's all easy enough to provide and wouldn't take us more than a few days to set up. Chickens also need food, and that's where we start to make connection to the other elements in our system, because we want to put the chicken in a place and situation where it will scratch for its own living. Anytime we stop the chicken from behaving naturally, that is foraging, we have got to do the work for it. Both wet and pollution are the results of incorrectly designed or unnatural systems. Lastly, we list the products or output of the chicken. It provides meat, egg, feathers, feather dust, manure, carbon dioxide from breathing, sound, heat, and methane. We will want to place the chicken in such a position that its products are used by the other elements in the system. Unless we use this output to aid some other parts of our system, we are faced with more waste and pollution. Now, we have all the information needed to sketch a plan to the chicken run, to decide where fences, shelters, nests, trees, seeds, and green crops, pond, greenhouse, and processing center will go relatively to the chicken. That the house need food, cooking fuel, heat in cold weather, hot water, light, and others. It gives shelter and warmth for people. The chicken can supply some of these needs: food, feathers, methane. It also consumes most food waste coming from the house. The garden needs fertilizer, mulch, water. It gives leaves, seeds, vegetables. the chicken provide manure and eat surplus garden products. Chicken pens close to the garden ensure easy collection of manure and a crow over the fence feeding system. Chicken can be let into the garden, but only under a controlled circumstances. The greenhouse needs carbon dioxide for plants, methane for germination, manure, heat and water. It gives heat by day and food for people, with some crop waste for chickens. This needs and utilizes most of the waste. It can also supply night heat to the greenhouse in the form of body heat if we place the chicken house adjoining it. The orchard needs weeding, pest control, manure, and some pruning. It gives food, fruit and nuts, and provides insects for chicken forage. Thus, the orchard and the chicken can interact beneficially if chickens are allowed in from time to time. The woodlot needs management, fire control, perhaps pest control, some manure. It gives solid fuel, berries, seeds, insects, shelter, and some worms in the system. Chicken can roost in the tree, feed upon insect larvae, and assist in fire control by scratching or organizing fuel such as grasses. The cropland needs flowering, manuring, seeding, harvesting, and storage of the crop. It gives food for chicken and people. Chickens have a part to play as manure providers and cultivators. A large number of chickens on a small area will effectively clear all vegetation and turn the soil over by scratching. The pasture needs cropping, manuring, and storage of hay or silage. It gives food for animal, worm and insects included. The pond needs some manure. It yields fish, water plant as food, and can reflect light and absorb heat. Simply by letting chicken behave naturally and range where they are benefits, we get a lot of work out of them. Using the information above, we place the chicken near the fenced garden and probably backing onto the greenhouse. Gates are open at appropriate time into the orchard, pasture, and woodlot so that the chicken forage fallen fruit, seeds, and insects scratching out weeds and leaving behind manures. A windbreak can made up of tree that provides fodder or sugar pot for cows, willow honey, locusts, and many others. Thank you so much for making another day with us here on Extension Radio Permaculture Update. We hope you're going to be with us for another episode next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.